This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll trigger toast with a shot of the day. The word gets you hip to some new slang. Our Men's Room blank question. I am pretty sure the reason they got fired was blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Real quick, before I do my story, you guys used to do a thing called GoFund Yourself, F-U-N-D.
Yeah, we still do, actually. If you go to mensroomlive.com, we still put up as many of those as we can. So if you got something, man, just shoot us an email.
Well, you guys used to do it on the air, and yeah. I just wanted to thank you guys for doing it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Me, you actually helped my buddy out quite a bit. So
all right.
I just wanted to
see. Oh, your buddy? You know what? We didn't even like your buddy. I can't believe that.
Is he doing better now?
Well, she is. He passed away, and that's cool. You didn't like him and all, but he passed away.
Well, I feel better now.
Yes. You should. Oh no. So I got fired for sleeping on the job. I worked at a big box home improvement store, and I worked nights stocking shelves, and I asked my buddy to lift me up on the top shelves. We kept the bathtubs,
yeah.
and lift me up on the forklift, put me in a bathtub, and he left me there. When I woke up, the store was open, and it was like noon.
And did you just sit up in the bathtub and look around and go like, how am I going to get down, or what was your thought?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, it was way up there. It was like way top shelf. I'm trying to figure out how the heck to get down. So I waited and waited until the aisle was empty. And I basically like climbed backwards down all the stuff to get down. Got down, didn't clock out. Went to work the next day, and the boss calls me in before I even start my shift, and he's like, hey, how come you didn't clock out last night? I'm like, I forgot to? Well, do you want to explain this video that I have here, or do you want to just hand over your stuff now?
Were you sleeping in the video, or were you climbing down from the bathtub?
I was climbing down.
Okay.
And apparently a couple of customers complained that there's a gentleman climbing down the plumbing aisle.
Mm-hmm.
See, any other aisle, you'd have been fine. Never climb down in the plumbing aisle.
Oh, you know what sucks, though, man, with those, and this is just my personal experience, and you know this. When you're in that big box store, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was in there, I needed, like, two things.
Sure.
I go and get my one thing, and then I need to go get my other thing. However, they have this particular aisle with a big gate in front of it on both sides because they have a forklift in there.
Right, right.
And they are stocking that aisle. This took 35.
Or putting me up there.
This took 35 minutes. I'm like, you sure I can't just go over there and grab that switch? Nope. Aisle's closed. Can you go get it for me? Nope. Aisle's closed. Like, God damn it. Like, and I had to stand there and just wait. And of course, I bought the wrong freaking one, so I had to go back.
Of course you did.
You know?
What do you do for a living now? I'm curious.
Remodel.
Okay.
Houses for a living.
So have you slept in any more bathtubs? It just seems like, you know, you're keeping yourself in the danger zone.
No, but not like I haven't wanted to, but I don't work nights at remodel. People don't want me in their house while they're sleeping, apparently.
Okay. That's what my neighbors keep telling me. I'm like, relax.
I just find sleep when a guy's redoing something in your house.
I don't even find the bathtub comfortable with water in it.
It's not, but when you're that tired,
yeah.
Like, I get it, and you're out of the... I will say, one of the restaurants I worked at, and normally on Friday and Saturday night after we closed, like, we partied hard. It'd go up to, like, 4 or 5 in the morning, but we had them for brunch. I hate brunch. I hate brunch so much, not to eat, but to work it. Anyone who works in restaurants will tell you, brunch can suck it. Just keep that in mind.
And why?
When you go, it's just a pain in the ass, man. It's just... And typically, places that serve brunch are not normally open for breakfast, so this is the one shift where everyone goes in earlier, and it's on a Sunday, knowing that most of these people also have worked deep into the night on a Saturday. By the time you're done cleaning and all the rest of that crap, it's 3 in the morning, then you got to bring your ass back at 8 to make seafood. It's just, so anyway, this one night, it's the one Saturday night, I decided, you know what, man, I'm just going to go home. Normally, we throw down, we party. I'm just going to go home. I'm tired. We got to do brunch around. I come in for brunch. My boss pulls me in the office, and this particular restaurant, Miles, you'll know where it is part of a museum. And it's on the top floor of this museum, beautiful view of the water, blah, blah, blah. So manager says, hey, what time did you get out of here last night? I said, Ken, honestly, man, you know what? I went home. I feel okay today. I left at like 11:30, whatever it was. He said, that's a good answer. I said, why? What difference does it make? Because he knew that we hung out and partied. He said, well, your coworker, Rick, he stayed late. I said, all right, man, I don't know anything about it, but that sounds about right. Okay. And he's like, no, come here. So we go to the security office of the museum, and there's three or four security guards there, and they have cameras everywhere, because, again, it's a museum, including the rooftop. And that's where Rick had invited his ex-girlfriend at the time to visit him, and he's up there having sex with her on the rooftop. And keep in mind, the entire thing is on video. So you see this hatch pop open, and then we see Rick climb out, and we see him pull out his girlfriend, and he gets her undressed, and they go, and by the way, he F's in terrible form. I mean, that's the thing I'm like... Really? But anyway, yeah, he saw the whole tape. Security guards are kind of smiling. And, man, when Rick came in, it was...
Was that Rick's last day, or did he stay
on? It was Rick's last day. And the only reason why, this particular manager we had was cool with almost anything, including effing on the roof. That wasn't really what bugged him. It's that you're on videotape, effing on the roof, and when museum security, it's not restaurant security, when the museum security saw this, like, he's got to go. So Rick essentially lost his job, not because we cared so much, because trust me, we did much worse things than that there. But yeah, he's on video, and you can't F on a museum roof, it turns out. Yeah, they let him go. It was such an awkward, because I had
Why were you let go from your previous employer?
I had sex with my ex on the roof of a museum.
Men's Room Blank Question. I'm pretty sure the reason they got fired was blank. 844-999-OLA.
That's a solid one, though.
It is. And you know what, man?
I'd
honestly
say that with pride.
Like, you're fine, dude. So in the restaurant industry.
See, it's a restaurant, but he'll find another job.
Right. Like, everyone that works at a restaurant, and I say this kindly, but you know it to be true, you're a degenerate of some kind. How many alcoholics and drug addicts do you work with? Just count top of your head. All of them. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you boys doing?
Doing great, sir. Thank you.
Good, good. Just so y'all know, I'm sipping on some Men's Room right now.
Oh, we appreciate that.
I like it.
Thanks for helping out our friends at the Fisher House.
No problem. So anyways, I got this story about myself. I used to climb telephone poles for a living, power poles, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
Me and all my crew, you know, we used to all... pass the pipe back and forth and smoke some weed while we're up on the pole all day long. I was working in Port Orchard at the time, climbing poles, and most of my runs were in the water, and there was a lot of ground cover and things. So I come down off this pole. I'm walking to my next pole, and my gas gets hooked in some ground cover, and I yank my foot out, and I gaff myself in my heel. So boss comes out, Chris, you injured yourself on the job, got to go take a UA right now. So we're on our way there, and they know I smoke weed, so they're handing me cranberry juice, drinking a bunch of water, just trying to help me out as much as they can.
Chugging vinegar.
Next day, what's that?
Chugging vinegar. All the crap they told you would work.
Vinegar, all that, you know? And next day, my UA comes back dirty, fired me on the spot. So that's my story.
Okay, all right.
You're just not. I like the fact that, hey man, you injured yourself. We have to take you in. Here's cranberry juice.
Thanks.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I do appreciate those kinds of bosses. Like, look, I can't help you, but I'm on your side.
I used to have a buddy that climbed poles like that for no reason.
For no reason?
Yeah, he'd get on the wire and he'd go all the way next to the next pole, you know what I mean, doing his thing. And then he would just climb back down. You're like, that's crazy.
He's saying he would hold on to the electric wires and go pole to pole?
Oh, yeah. He would just swing back and forth.
Is this guy still with us?
Yes. Really? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He works for the forestry department.
Oh, you've told me about him.
He still climbs things. He's just, you know.
But holding an electric wire? I mean.
Telephone wire. I mean, grabbing the electric wire.
He knew what he was grabbing. I mean, he'd just go up. It wasn't uncommon for this one street for multiple people to be up on poles, kind of, you know, doing the same thing. I don't know if
multiple people in the neighborhood are just, that's just what they did?
They shut down the block for a party. So people would start climbing the poles, hanging from wires. Yeah, it was insane.
What? That's safe.
Burning couches, you know, being an idiot.
Men's room blank question. I'm pretty sure the reason they got fired was blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
Outstanding.
Much worse than the last guy who asked. Things really went downhill there.
Right on. Well, so I was in the military, and a guy that I worked with, awesome dude, awesome soldier, was fired for making his own set of night vision goggles when one of his buddies had lost theirs. And that's a huge deal. So this guy was able to refabricate a set of night vision goggles, but when the inventory came around, the serial number didn't match exactly. And the story got revealed, and he got kicked out of the military for that.
Wait, the guy that lost the goggles or the guy that made them?
The guy that made them. See, I don't know what happened to the guy that lost them. I don't know that dude.
I mean, look, I know every kind of institution has its own protocol and all that. And trust me, our own company has these big blanket ways of looking at things to miss the point sometimes. But you think, like, all right, we got two guys. We got to let one of them go. There's the guy that lost the crap we gave him, or right, we have this enterprising guy that can refabricate stuff. I'm going to maybe get reprimanded, but I'm keeping the clever person around. Like, I want to succeed. That doesn't make any sense
to me.
That's
exactly what we all said. We were like, wait, so you're going to kick the guy out that can make his own goggles? Like,
so, right, if the S hits the fan, this is the guy I want with my crew. Because, look, you don't know what's going to happen, but this guy can help us. The guy that loses stuff, whatever. I mean, come on.
I wonder how much those goggles cost.
Oh, an S ton, I'm sure.
You'd have to think it's not cheap.
Apparently, they're not hard to make, though.
Still to come, who sucks less? The word gets you hit to some new slang, and we've got your emails coming up next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our Men's Room blank question, I'm pretty sure the reason they got fired was blank, and here come those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Hello, Jill, as I work at a veterinary clinic, a coworker was fired on the spot after being caught with a trash bag over his head. He was huffing isoflurane, an anesthesia gas.
God damn.
I think that's that, right?
I mean, wow, man.
Guys, back in my bartending days, I had a coworker who decided one night to keep the bar open after hours and let her girlfriends and the group of my guys they were hanging out with party down all night. She let them have all the free booze and beers as they wanted, but the real kicker was when she decided to get naked, lay on top of the bar, and let everyone do cocaine off of her body. All the usual body spots were hit, and when it was done, you can say she had herself one of those very rare white areas of her body. Anyhow, the next day, the boss heard about it, and he watched it all on video from the day before, saw all of it go down to the group as far as the sex on top of the bar as well. She was called in, fired on the spot. True story. That from Jesse, the body.
I will say, staying after hours at a bar is common. Mm-hmm. I worked at one bar where they delivered, like, the bread would get delivered at, like, I don't know, 3:34 in the morning.
All right.
But, like, we knew where the cameras were, and we knew where to hide so the bread guy couldn't see us. And it was like, you saw the lights coming up. You'd be like, the bread guy!
It's not the police, it's the bread guy.
She's just being reckless. Right. Like, there's an art to it.
No, there really is.
All right, guys, for the purposes of this email, I'll go without a name for the 0.001% of listeners who know me. I'm pretty sure he got fired because he was stoned and forgot to do something. He's as high as hell for the whole 8 hours. He even brings weed with him and rolls joints in the parking lot. He uses legalization as an excuse of why it's okay to do it at work. I don't care. Be as high as you want. Just don't be irresponsible. Good times. Guys, my buddy lost his job in one of the most epic ways ever. He was working for a lawn care service and would spray lawns. Well, the spray was actually hooked into the truck and would feed out as you walked. Well, my buddy is working a lawn and heads to the back yard to finish up. As he was spraying, the spray nozzle all of a sudden is ripped from his hand and starts shooting across the lawn to the front of the home. As he chases after it and goes around the corner, he sees the truck rolling backward down the road. Nothing he could do but watch it as it rolled down the road and into a ravine. As much as we felt bad, thinking about what it may have looked like as he chased the cord that flew from his hand made us laugh our asses off for hours.
Damn.
Smooches, guys, that from Jeremy. Guys, a cousin of mine got fired. She was a nurse for telling a patient's relative, they don't have to worry. Patient's probably going to die anyways.
Jesus.
She was super mad and thought her firing was unreasonable.
No, it's really not.
Does it depend on tone?
You don't say, don't worry, they're going to die soon. There's just a better way to present that information.
Guys, first off, listen to you guys from Denver, Colorado on Amazon Alexa. Moved here in 2016 and have not missed the show. Good to listen again. Getting fired, myself and the store manager walked in on another employee having sex in a produce cooler while I worked at a grocery chain that you probably know of. Think of that when you decide not to rinse off your apples. If it had just been me, they might have just gotten a high five. Apparently, managers take their job more seriously. Respectfully, that from Philip Funderburk.
Funderburk. I love that name.
In lovely Denver, Colorado. Do we have some comments?
We got a few. Let's see. I saw a phone photo of a sales guy's corporate card laying next to lines of cocaine on the table. He sent it to a few friends from a conference. Yeah, he was fired. Back to the world of UA, says, Ola bitches, my buddy's dad used to hit me up for pee when he got randomly drug tested. He knew I smoked and occasionally drank. Mind you, I was 12. But I didn't do any drugs. He even came to my parents' house, who had no idea of my activities, or I wouldn't be here today, looking for me once. So I'd pee and trade for a carton of smokes. He always passed. I always got paid. Good times, that from Red.
At 12?
At 12 years old. And I was fired for attending my daughter's surgery.
Instead of going to work.
Right.
That's when it's ridiculous.
Kiss the fart box.
On to the birthday request. Guys, we'd like to say happy birthday to Brandy at Ultra Custom Upholstery. Can we get a Suck It Up cupcake? And the Dirty Germans talking about sewing leather and putting it in the cars. Thanks, guys. That from the guys in the shop.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, in Germany, sewing leather simply means the joining of hides.
Yes, I'm very happy you're sewing this leather. That way, when Brandy and I have some fun in the back seat and we spill a little juice, everything will be okay.
Yeah, juice.
Yeah, I spilled a little brandy.
Pearl brandy.
Guys, please sing the birthday song, since that's what you do so well to Ashley. She is 24 years old. Would you throw in some turtle wax with a Suck It Up cupcake in the paws? Rock on, bitches. That from Toothless Don.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Hello, gentlemen. I turned 30 today. Everyone thinks I'm crazy, but 30 to me feels like how most people view 40. It's bumming me out. It would cheer me up if you guys would do something unprecedented. Could I hear from German Thrill, Aussie Ted, and Baltimore Miles, each with their own advice about getting old? Thanks, guys. That from Chris.
Yeah, as you get older and you have sex, just tune out the sound of the empty ketchup bottle being squeezed. That's what it sounds like.
Hey, Ted here from Melbourne. Let me tell you something, mate. I'm staring down the barrel at 40. You're 30. You're fine. Enjoy it.
Chris, you're 30. That's 3 O's. 3 O's. Go on, get yourself 3 O's.
I'd love for you guys to wish my husband, Dante, a happy birthday. He's 44. You guys keep me sane on our commute. One of my husband's biggest hobbies is collecting and playing board games. He'd love the Dirty Germans to talk about that. Thanks, guys. That from Woogie.
Yeah. I like playing the board games, too. Let's play chess, and you can keep moving my bishop.
Yes, the best part about these board games is all the little pieces. Does it remind you of something, little piece?
Yeah, and when you have sex with me, it'll be like Risk.
Yeah, and the way you roll the dice, you could do something else.
Yahtzee. Bitches, today is my 55th time around the sun, since no one's going to do this. Here we go. Hoping for an original fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about construction. Thanks, guys. That from Dave.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, the best part about construction is all the nailing.
Yeah, then the lumber. It's constantly pieces of hard wood just laying around, ready to nail.
Yeah, some wood harder than others.
Yeah. You know what else I get excited about? Is drills.
Yeah.
Can I hear that again?
Woo, woo.
It's pretty good.
Yes, I have a plug-in drill. It's not strong.
Sounds like a dentist drill.
Yeah, we work in your mouth, too.
Yeah. So I will drill your mouth.
I will drill any cavity you have.
Woo, woo.
What am I playing, a goddamn kazoo?
Yeah, oh, no, it sounds good, though. It really is close to a dentist
drill. Your cavities don't need to be in your mouth for us to drill them.
I went to this weird dentist. My teeth are just really jacked up, and I'm pretty sure he assaulted me. Hello, Majolas and Wahman. Today's my birthday, 56. I can't rely on others to make the request. How about a Leroy Jenkins and you guys talking all over yourselves about the fastest car you've ever driven or ridden in? Thanks for the good radio, guys. That from Glenn.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Fast car bumper driven, man.
I didn't crash it.
911.
God damn,
nothing happened.
Going about
90 up and go.
Right, yellow.
And I hit an open joint.
Did not make it so far, but holy crap.
When I got in the wobbles, about crap myself. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Speaking of the sausage and the Men's Room Original Red, by the way, if you find the red, the black, the gold anywhere, just shoot us an email to the mensroom@mensroomlive.com. We'll give you some love so people can go in there, buy the delicious brews, and help our friends at the Fisher House. Speaking of that, if you listen at Rock 103 in Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are near Fort Bragg. Give it up for Charlie Mike's Pub. They listen there, Rock 103. Men's Room Red is now on tap. And we want to thank Julia for making that happen. Well, yeah, they had to buck their ass to get it, man. Yeah, it took a month. They had to beg them. Rock 103, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Again, head to Charlie Mike's Pub and get yourself some delicious Men's Room Original Red. All right,
it just sounds like a fun place.
You know what? And tell them the Men's Mike's. Tell them the Men's Room sent you, so they can look at you and say, "Who?"
Oh, wait a minute, Charlie Mike's. Is that a military thing? Oh, I thought it was just like two guys named. Like, hey, it's Charlie Mike's.
Hey, put together a deal.
Is so Mike the M of the phonetic alphabet? Like Charlie C, right? Is Mike them?
So it's just CM Pub. You know what? Oh, CM Pub, like CM Punk.
Punk, all right.
Okay. As far as what's your bathroom story, guys, a few years back, I worked for a fashion company doing marketing. This place was awful in the sense that it seemed like you were back in high school all over again. Cliques, toxic relationships across the entire company. Ratio of employees was 80% women and maybe 20% men. That makes sense.
Yes, the math works.
One day, we got an email from management asking all the employees to be more cautious and thoughtful of others while using the bathroom. Without telling which specific bathroom they were referring to, they added that the one had vomit all over the toilet and streams of blood around the seats, and that was not acceptable. I'm a guy, and being in the men's room at least once a day, I knew it was not the men's room. That from Eyes to Beast. Another one on the bathroom. Party going on at my house, being held by my roommate. I went to bed early because I'd been up early and worked the whole day. Anywho, I'm in my bed sleeping when a loud sound of stream wakes me up. I look down at the foot of the bed where the sound was coming from. And there, staring back at me, was a half moon from someone's butt crack.
Oh.
Because they were squatting on my bed and peeing on it. I yelled at them and asked them, "What the hell are you doing?" The girl apologized and said she had thought she was in the bathroom. She was obviously very drunk and very embarrassed. As I was yelling at her, her boyfriend came into the bedroom to see what the commotion was all about. He apologized. I'm just lucky she didn't leave me a brown salmon. She had gone down the hall to the bathroom, which was on the right, but she turned left, and so I spent the next half hour cleaning up my bedding and mattress with Lysol and bleach. She was quite embarrassed about the whole thing the next morning when she was sober. One more, guys, about the bathroom surprise. I gave birth to my son at home in the bathroom. It was unplanned and happened very quickly. Very thankful to the EMTs.
Damn.
God almighty. Still a couple of trinket toasts with a shout of the day. The world gets you some hip to some new slang. But first,
now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less? Stephen Forhill, you bring us three stories from the news each week. All these stories suck, but it's up to us to determine which of these stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, and today we did kind of the kid version, if you will. And as always, we have three competitors trying to determine, even though they all suck, who does, in fact, suck less? So we have a daycare worker in Georgia who, let's just say, they probably should get a better handle on kids that will not take a nap. They'll be competing against someone whose identity we don't know yet from an assisted living facility in Phoenix. Let's just say one of the patients got pregnant there. Wait till you hear that story. And then there's a woman in California who was going to give up her daughter to a couple for adoption, but things took an odd turn. So let's start in Georgia, where a daycare worker was arrested for slamming a 16-month-old child to the ground because she would not fall asleep. When Joni Hamilton, she's been charged with aggravated assault and first-degree child cruelty, this following the incident that occurred at the Oxford Baby Center. Now, she was arrested following reports that she slammed the baby on the ground with such force that the inside of the girl's lip split, which, of course, caused her to bleed. She's believed to have grabbed the child and forced her onto the mat after getting frustrated that she wouldn't fall asleep. The child's parents took the kid to the doctor after being informed by police what happened. The kid will be okay. It's just the point that the daycare worker. Listen, if you work at daycare, understand children do kind of what the hell they want. Now, let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, where police served a search warrant because they needed to get DNA from all of the male employees at the long-term care facility where a patient was pregnant. What you need to know about this particular patient is that this patient, bless you, Ted, was in a vegetative state for 10 years after near-drowning accident. In a vegetative state, they did not know she was pregnant. And in spite of being in a vegetative state, she started making sounds of distress because she was giving birth. And that's when they found out someone had impregnated her. So the cops are there now getting the DNA from all the male employees. And I hate to say it, it is unlikely that that's the one and only time that somebody did what they did. A vegetative state. Now, let's go to, well, it goes between Virginia and California, but a California couple, they were desperate for a child. They found a willing partner and a woman from Virginia who no longer wanted her baby. So the couple from Southern California said they were promised they could adopt a newborn girl from Elizabeth Jones, who resides in Virginia. And the family created a website called A Sibling for Hudson, this in hopes of finding another baby. Well, in September of last year, they reached this woman in Virginia reached out to the couple. And according to them, she told them she was 5 months pregnant, but she wanted them to have custody of her child. And the reason she said, look, she's putting the kid up for adoption because she wanted to focus on her career. Well, they spoke with her almost every day for months, and they were convinced that she would allow them to adopt her baby. Well, on November 29th, that's when she sent the family a text message saying how much pain she was in and that the baby was coming any minute. So they rushed to the hospital to meet her and the new baby girl, but they found her sitting in the hospital lobby fully clothed. So another nurse came walking up and said, it must be a common name because there is someone named Elizabeth Jones, but she's not pregnant. She's here for lower back pain. Well, that's when the woman admitted she'd made the whole thing up and says she isn't sure why. She says she's sorry to the family, but thinks the couple should have known that she was fooling them. That's her reasoning. So again,
oh boy,
we have the daycare worker in Georgia. She slams a 60-month-old child to the ground because the kid wouldn't take a nap. We have the patient facility in Phoenix where a woman in a vegetative state for the last 10 years recently gave birth. We can figure out why. And then a woman in Virginia that lied to the couple about having the baby girl that she was going to allow them to adopt, except that she was never pregnant in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm just trying to decide who's the worst.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think I'm going to say the people in Phoenix, whoever had sex with the woman in vegetative state and now gave birth, I think that's the worst.
I would agree.
Because that lady didn't agree to that or anything like that. But then also, now you have basically a child kind of grow, like, that
doesn't have a mom. Slam to the mat either.
Right.
Well, trust me, generally slamming a child would be number one worst person.
But there's always someone worse.
Yeah, but somehow they did that, right? The daycare worker, you could only hope this person just had a terrible snap. But I would say the woman who lied to the couple, which is terrible, would suck the least.
That's exactly what Mike told me earlier today. He said, man, he said, I think people are going to go with the Virginia woman who lied about having the kid only because no one was physically harmed. But he's like, in his mind, that's the most effed up one.
If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, I believe that Mike is right. It says, Brianna says, lying about pregnancy sucks the least. She could have been embarrassed of a miscarriage. Plus, as a surrogate, you can keep a baby you birth, so it's always a risk in a situation like that. The other two are just awful. Joe says, lying pregnancy is the least. It's horrible, but they can at least continue to find maybe other options for adoption. Mark agrees. He says nobody was physically assaulted that we know of. But seriously, F these people and all these stories.
Yes, yes.
No one says the lazy baby incubator. Dorkface 5 says pretending to have a baby. The other offenses are felonies. So yeah, stealing is a crime, but it's her mental health. And there's also that to be taken under thought. And Stampede says, yeah, I agree. No one actually got hurt. Just extremely disappointed.
It is so messed up.
Yeah, and like, look, if you're those parents, like, obviously, that's bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, because the woman for months, why would you say, hey, I'm in the hospital, I'm about to give birth? Wait, you know they're going to show up. So once you say that, then like, I should have known I was fooling.
We've been talking about UAs all day.
Yeah.
The guy who impregnated that woman is not coming in that day. He's showing up sick. There's no way he ever returns to work
if he knew he had sex.
No,
but I'm saying it doesn't sound like anybody knew till she gave birth.
Well, but you know who you are if you've been pregnant, and they're going to test everything.
I'm just saying, I think there's a good chance that idiot was sitting there that day. That woman gave birth. Like, somebody's getting caught for this.
And got unusually quiet around there. Yeah, they're going to figure this out.
But normally, it's not that hard. There's a human baby involved.
Right. Normally, when you go into a room to produce sperm, you're doing it to see maybe if you can eventually get pregnant or whatever.
That is correct.
So, you know, that seems to be the more route. But now you're just going into work. They tell you to go into a room. They give you a magazine or a video. Like, get this done. You might be going to jail. I cannot imagine going in and having to masturbate knowing damn well that I might go to jail.
No, the one guy that cannot complete is probably your guy. Everyone else, like, please get my sample.
Oh, my God.
I want to be cleared as soon as possible.
Or it could be like the usual suspects theory. It's the guy that's in and out, right? It's the guy sleeping in that cell the night before. He already knows he's gotten. So he gets to sleep.
Right.
Everybody else that's innocent can't sleep.
Do we know anything about the baby?
I don't know. I don't know the gender.
Maybe we can hook them up with a couple that got screwed over.
Right.
The woman who said she was pregnant and was not. All right. Debate continues. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live for Who Sucks Less. Come up and drink and tell us with a shout of the day. The word gets you hip to some new slang. That's coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the Men's Room.
Coming up another round of Profile This, and yes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
the word.
Somebody put together a huge list of slang terms you might hear in 2019. They're not all new, but here are 10 maybe that you don't know yet. Let's start with basic. You guys might have been close. According to this, though, basic basically means anything that is mainstream.
Okay. That makes sense.
So, pumpkin spice lattes, a tattoo of a Chinese character, having dinner at the Cheesecake Factory. I guess all of those things could be construed as basic.
I'm all right with
that.
Yeah. I'm all right.
Is that about where you guys were tracking?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you some others.
That's kind of what it is.
What if I say something's T? Either T-E-A or just the letter T? What's that mean?
Well, from my perspective, it sucks.
You're like spreading a rumor?
It's gossip. That's exactly right. Yeah, so if you spill tea about someone, you're talking behind their back.
All right. Okay.
Okay, what about beat? It's a verb or an adjective.
Like it's over, it's done with, it's beat.
That might have been the old definition. Now I've got to beat my face because I've got a date tonight. It's about applying makeup.
Ah, okay. Whoa, so, that's a great connotation.
All right, here's another one. Snatched.
Snatched?
You're snatched.
You lost your virginity.
You're not single anymore.
It means you look good.
Oh.
So if you beat your face and you show up at an event looking fabulous, you're snatched.
Okay.
All right? Okay. We all know what GOAT is.
Mm-hmm.
The acronym that stands for the greatest of all time.
Shout out to LL.
How about to extra?
Oh, that's kind of like if you go to a wedding and they have like a ridiculous amount of like just stupid stuff on the table or whatever. It's extra. It's
right.
Unnecessary.
Just
you're just going over
up.
The top.
Okay.
That is it. It means over the top, but not necessarily in a good way.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it is. How about if something is Gucci?
Gucci?
Are you good, baby? You Gooch?
It means
fancy,
you're damn good. So if you like something, it is Gucci. What if you're thirsty?
Oh, you're trying to get laid.
It means you desperately want approval or desperately want to get with someone in an R-rated way.
Yeah, not in an R-rated way. That means you're smoking cigarettes and cursing.
Keeping it 100%.
Keeping it real, dog.
Keeping it real. And ratchet.
It's a ratchet ass hoe. I'll use it in a sentence.
Obnoxious, rude, or trashy. But it can also mean you're cool now.
I stopped using it. Well, for
in
people
right
in my
context.
Age group, don't say ratchet.
Right. I understand it's a new one there. There you go on the word. It's some hip new slang. All right, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And first, I would just say it seems to me that the slang definition for basic is not much different than the definition for basic.
Basic, yeah.
Right. But today we toast 9-year-old Alyssa Evans of somewhere in England. I'm not sure where, but over the holidays, Alyssa, she received a Garfield the Cat advent calendar from her mother. As her mother says, She's a massive Garfield fan. The kid's a kid. Kids like candy. What the hell could possibly go wrong? But after 4 days, Alyssa refused to eat any more of the candy. So the mom just assumed that she was being a typical 9-year-old. Just said, I don't like it, blah, blah, blah. Her mother couldn't understand it because as far as she knew, it was chocolate-covered apples or apple and chocolate-flavored whatever. Turns out that was not exactly the case. And the kid wasn't really being that picky. It just turns out that the candies, they were not, in fact, chocolate. It was a yogurt-covered treat. It was yogurt-covered catnip because the advent calendar was for cats.
Oh, no.
She never bothered to look. So her daughter was eating catnip for 4 days and finally said, look, I don't know what this taste is.
Not my thing.
I'm just not down. But yeah, they showed a picture of it. Upon closer inspection, you see that it's for cats. But otherwise, it's just an advent calendar, right? With Garfield saying something like, here's great treats. You wouldn't know. You'd buy it for your kid.
It should have been lasagna.
Mm. Right, exactly, right? But now it was catnip. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze.
We think it's yummy.
Yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
No. Let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We will take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.